What do you call the trenches that are cut by a plow?
The furrow.
And what do you call all the things that have people? Well, wait a minute, that's a bad way to ask. The things that people grow. Like for example, if they grow wheat and they grow a lot of wheat, you'd say this year they grew a big
crop of wheat.
Yeah, that's fine. And before people can plant, they've got to get the trees and the little stumps and all that out in the field. What do you call that when you get all those things, when you're getting all those things?
Clearing up the new ground.
Okay, that's fine. And let's see, if you have hay or clover that grows and then it's cut off and then it grows back, and it can be cut again in the same season.
Well, they cut it right for hay.
Uh-huh. Well, have you heard that called a second cut?
Yeah. Well, they cut it second, sometimes the third time.
Okay. Now, would you tell me something about... did you all grow
wheat? Would that be related to wheat?
Well, now, what about oats?
Well, they used to grow oats. We grew oats when we were first married for feed.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, they cut that and tied it in bundles.
Uh-huh.
When it got dry.
And how big would the bundles be that they dried it up into?
Oh, I see, something like that. Yeah.
About
what you'd want to...
About 8 inches across, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't really know that much about it, but...
Okay. And then after they were bound up in bundles, would these be put up?
They'd be shocked up like that. The butts down here and the top up here.
Uh-huh.
Come up like that until it dried a few days, and then it was hauled in and stacked.
Okay, fine. And are you familiar with the term sheaf?
Sheaf?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I can't think what it is, but I've heard
but you've heard it. Would that be related to oats or...?
Well, I don't think so.
Okay, I'm not really...
Well, it could be too, I reckon. A sheaf. Yeah, I guess. So.
Okay. Now, when you got oats, I really don't know how to ask this because I don't really know that much about it, but I think, don't you have to shake it or beat it or do something to get the...
If you thrash it, if you're going to save the seed, but now then they have thrashers. My daddy never did thrash oats.
Uh-huh.
They do that where you're going to save the seed. It was always grew for feed at home.
Uh-huh.
And what we had when we first married. But...
So then when they do that, it's because they want to save the seeds and plant them again?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yes, when they thrash the heads off.
I see. Okay.
This would be the syrup that you make.
Yeah. Now, let's see, I'm going to ask you about some things in the kitchen. Would you tell me about some different things that your mother used to make out of flour? Either out of wheat flour or out of cornmeal?
Well, she never did use wheat flour that I know of, but out of cornmeal she used to make hoe cakes and palm bread and crackling bread and once in a while she'd make sweet bread out of the cornmeal, mixed flour and cornmeal together.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, would you tell me how she made these different things?
Well, now, just...